Call the meeting to order, please.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everyone for attending tonight's meeting. First of all, the floor is open to public comment. Anyone who wishes to speak, please stand, state your name and address for the record. Anyone? Yes, sir, Bill.
Bill Ear, McClellan Drive. First of all, I'd like to thank Lori for writing a letter to me concerning my concerns last meeting regarding the village reassessment.
Hang on, Bill.
I got it. I heard him. He's like...
No, don't. Pay attention, please. All right, go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
We all received our village tax bills, and those of you who looked at it can note that we're at 98% full value assessment. Okay? Lori points out in her letter that the town of Nassau is at 95.8%. My question is, why, since the village is a part of the town, would there be a discrepancy? Could you explain?
Sure, that? I don't think I wrote in there that the town was that.
Well, you said that Nassau, 95.8%.
That's the state equalization rate. If you read a little further, I said Nassau is at the state equalization rate, as well as Scaticoke, which is a little bit lower.
Oh, yeah.
And Grafton. Okay. So it's not the town. The town is their own taxing entity. And if they so choose to have a reevaluation, they can, and that would bring them up.
Okay, that's my next question, okay. Lori. Will the town be participating in a reevaluation?
We, in 2011 and 12, reached out to the town to ask them if they'd like to participate. They declined. I do know that their assessor has left, so I don't know who the contact would be, but we will certainly reach out to them again.
Okay. How much money is allocated out of the village budget for the reassessment?
We allocated, it was up to $5,000.
Up to $5,000. Now, does that mean that you will hire somebody to do the reassessment?
That means that we would hire somebody to do the reassessment.
Okay. Now, you're aware that everybody within the village, all 400 and somewhat participants, have to be notified by mail that there will be a reassessment. That
yes.
will cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think my big question is, why should there be a difference between town of Nassau and the village of Nassau reassessments when the village is within the town? Why was it the time you allocated the $25,000 a few years ago? Why weren't the town figures just adopted by the village?
Because they were incorrect.
They were incorrect.
They were incorrect. There was no uniformity on the assessment that they had.
So now what you're saying in effect then is that the village is correct.
I'm not saying it's correct. It was done by a professional that did the reevaluation. I'm not saying there's no incorrect or correct answer.
Okay.
We were brought up to 100% of the assessed evaluation from 49.02.
Oh yeah, I realize that.
Mm-hmm.
We all realize that.
Right.
Okay, but we're within 2% of 100% now.
Yes.
Why would you want to spend up to $5,000 to bring this back up when it will not get the village more than, no additional money coming in tax revenue?
And I believe we discussed this previous at other board meetings, is that there is funding available to assist.
Yes.
With this
correct.
Reevaluation on every 3 years.
Right.
So we are going to seek that.
Okay, but that it will still cost the village money,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, again, my question is, why would you want to do that when you're at 98%?
Well, I believe in the letter that I wrote to you, we were going to have that on the agenda for the July meeting.
Oh, well, I won't be here for that.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, now, when this happens, will you participate with the town?
I will offer the town to buy into it.
Okay.
That's all I can do. I can't make them do it. They can do as they please.
Okay, so that's the answer. Now, will this require a vote of the village board to say yes or no for this revaluation?
It will require a discussion of the village board that we're all in agreement, or the majority is in agreement that it needs
majority
to.
Majority is in agreement.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Anyone else?
Dan Smith.
Yes.
I'd like to say I'm glad to see a resolution to repeal the SAFE Act on the agenda. The town of Nassau has passed one. The Rensselaer County legislators passed one. The Rensselaer County Sheriff has come out against it, along with a lot of other municipalities. And I'm glad to see the Village Board Act got one.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Okay, moving on. Approval of the minutes of the previous meetings, May 14th, 2014, the board meeting, and May 28th, 2014, the year-end meeting.
I make a motion to accept as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next on the agenda is approval of the Treasurer's Report, May of 2014.
I make a motion to accept the Treasurer's Report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Correspondence. Doesn't look like we have any correspondence. Do we? Okay. Moving on to the reports. Highway Department.
Yes. So Tony and Jay have done the street sweeping. We did that on the 19th and 20th. And they've been around the village mowing the grass and picking up around town. Also prepared for the Memorial Day parade, put new flags up, had to rebuild the mower deck on the Cub, and took the Dodge, I guess, needed to go in for a recall, and the backhoe needed some hydraulic work, which was also taken care of. They repaired some catch basins over on Westbrook, two of them, and did some work in the village hall here. That's all I got for that.
Okay, thank you. Water Department.
The average water use for the month of May was 136,000 gallons per day. And all tests are current, which included two coliform tests that were tested negative. And if anybody's aware, but Tony's been in and out of the hospital, and Jay's been taking care of a lot of the duties that Tony used to take care of for the water department. And I publicly thank Jay for grabbing a bull by the horns and going the extra distance. And I believe Tony's home. And I don't know if he's back to work. Missy, will you be back to work? Might be back to work next week. But the water's flowing and continues to flow.
Okay, thank you. Police Department.
I have a guy's written report here. Officer Jones filed a written report, 91 incidents investigated, 4 arrests made, 129 traffic tickets issued. The details of those are in the written report. Unit 602. The 2007 Chevy Tahoe has 80,300 miles. Unit 603, the 2011 Ford Crown Vic, has 21,500 miles. All in all, this was a relatively quiet month with regard to the police department. There was, however, an incident involving a resident endangering the welfare of a child by driving an ATV with a blood alcohol content of 0.07 with his one-year-old child on his lap. Recruits Restefano and Montague continue their field training. They are progressing very well and should complete their state-mandated training by the end of June. After that time, they will continue for an extended field training program in the village to ensure that they perform up to the expectations of Officer Jones. The department provided traffic control services for the Memorial Day parade. The department will also provide control services at the village-wide yard sale on the 14th. Officer Jones is actively pursuing an upgrade to the radio system that the department uses to communicate with Rensselaer County. The county recently was awarded a grant to purchase new radios for local law enforcement and emergency agencies. The police department will receive radio equipment through this grant. The county is also building a new radio broadcasting system to complement the new radios. These upgrades at the county level should allow the county dispatchers to communicate more effectively with the local law enforcement and emergency agencies. Due to the intricacies of the geographic and topology of the village, as well as just the sheer age of the radio system components in the village, the police department will not be able to fully enjoy these upgrades that the county is making. Officer Jones is working with his contacts at the county to identify some low-cost upgrades to the radio receiver and repeater equipment we have in the village so we can be fully integrated into the county radio system. There is a small amount of money budgeted for equipment upgrades in this year's budget. If the cost of these upgrades exceed the budget, we can use funds in the drug seizure account to pay for these upgrades. Officer Jones is also investigating whether the repeater can be placed at the top of the water tower in order to maximize its coverage and effectiveness. He visited the site with Jay last week and believes that this solution holds some promise. And finally, in response to the complaint made by Mr. Warner at the May meeting of the Village Board, a meeting was held Tuesday, May 27th. In attendance at the meeting were Mayor Collins, Police Commissioner Forte, Officer Charge Jones, Officers Colano and Montague, and Mr. Warner. The incident in question was reviewed from several perspectives, and it was determined that the complaint was the result of a breakdown in communication between Mr. Warner and Officer Montague at the time of the incident. All parties mutually accepted this determination, and no action will be taken against any party as a result of the investigation. To clarify the issues surrounding the incident when responding to a medical emergency, officers are within their authority to enter private buildings or residence in the course of their investigation. Mr. Warner was also informed of the qualifications of both Officer Colano, the field training officer on duty at the time of the incident, as well as Officer Montague's extensive background and experience commanding a military police unit in Afghanistan prior to completion of the police academy. Further, Mr. Warner was reminded of the process for reporting a complaint about the police department. Complaints should be made to Officer in Charge Jones in a timely manner so he can investigate and, if necessary, take action to correct the situation. Officer Jones can be approached when on patrol duty or by phone, 766-9293. In the event of a complaint, Officer Jones will inform the commissioner, and if the issue is serious enough, the mayor will be brought into the loop by the commissioner. The use of the chain of command is integral to the proper functioning of the police department. Finally, the meeting ended on a particularly friendly note, and both Mayor Collins and Mr. Warner expressed their support for the police department. The Nassau Police Department remains committed to providing high-quality police services to this community and is always looking for ways to improve the way it does business. Officer Jones and Commissioner Forte are happy to talk with anyone about the police department-related matters and ways that could increase the quality of service it provides.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Grunberg.
Well, I don't have too much exciting to report. I emailed you about, the board had asked me last time to do a letter out to Mr. Saeed, which I did, and he responded right away. I'm not sure if he was anxious just because I'm a lawyer. I mean, it was a very friendly, I tried to be friendly. He did say that he was negotiating or talking to someone about selling the building, but he didn't give me any particular interest or particular information about with whom. I couldn't really press him. It's not really our business, and hopefully he'll share with us. I just tried to explain to him that this concern was coming because there's going to be new paving there, and eventually there's going to be the new Cumberland Farms, in the area, so that the place is sort of going to look fresher and nicer, and it would be nice to, make the whole place look nice and fresh.
And the other piece of information is still up in the air?
Yeah, it was still up in the air. That's, the Hilton case is set for trial. I think it starts the first week in December. I can talk to both sides. I mean, obviously, I can encourage Ryan to, be reasonable, and I try to encourage the insurance company to be as reasonable as we can get them to be so that we don't have exposure. So we think we got some time. It's going to be a process. Hopefully by when the people get closer to it, they'll be able to work it out. So hopefully. The insurance company has basically offered the policy with that high-low offer, but what they're saying is if we go to trial and you get no cause, Mr. Ryan, because they're still confident that there's no liability, if we go to trial and you get no cause, Mr. Ryan, your client was still getting $1 million. On the other hand, if we go to trial and you get $20 million, you get $2 million because that's what there is. So hopefully that point. We're great.
Okay. Trustees, Bob?
I don't have anything to report at this time. I'll wait until the items come up on the agenda.
Okay. Lori?
I'll wait till it comes up under the resolution.
All righty. Randy?
No, nothing.
Okay. Mayor, I don't have any. The clerk?
Nope.
Oh, all right. I don't see a report from Gary, the code enforcement officer. I don't know why. He's pretty...
He said he emailed it to everyone.
He emailed it?
Yep. He said that's what he was instructed to do.
This today?
No, he did it like a week ago.
No.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Nobody got any.
Usually,
did he get the referral on the new sign piece that Cumberland Farms came up, did Bob suggest, I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah, I got that, yes.
But did Gary get it? I mean, Gary was going to make the decision. Does he know? I assume that they're talking to him.
I mean, I forwarded what Bob told me to forward on today, but that was the first time.
I'll check with Gary tomorrow. Usually he's pretty good about his reports.
Sort of brought that up the first time through.
I don't have anything on the animal control officer. Village Beautification Committee?
Kurt submitted the monthly financial report. The ending balance is $3,666.60. And the third Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. is the Beautification Committee meeting, and the public is welcome.
Okay. Youth Committee?
Well, actually, I have Youth Committee. She asked me to report for her. Ms. Ziller reported the members of the Youth Committee met with Catherine Chansky, Director of the Library, on May 28th to discuss programming for the summer months. Several programs are currently being discussed. Current bank account is $239.10, and the next meeting is June 25th at 7 p.m. in the Village Hall. That's it.
Okay. Zoning Board of Appeals? Nothing?
Nothing.
Planning Board?
Nothing.
Okay. Any information on the master plan update?
We are holding a meeting on the 28th or 6th of whatever that Thursday is of June, and the committee's working on drafting a letter to the businesses in the village.
Okay. That it?
That's it.
Okay. Next on the agenda is old business, the Route 20 corridor update. Robert?
Well, I spoke with Blake from the Department of Transportation today. My understanding is that the paving project is going to start a week from Monday, that week. We were asked to take the coal patch out of where the water main break was and replace it with binder and top coat. Prior to that starting, so I did get a price from Hudson River Paving, and I also talked to Blake about getting a price from their contractor to do it in case we couldn't get the schedule in. So I got the price from Hudson River, which I felt was kind of high because it was going to be, not that it's his fault, but he's going to mobilize for one fix, and you know, and he's got to have traffic control because it's on Route 20, and it, you know, it just takes a lot of bodies. So I called Blake back to find out if we could incorporate it with the project. He didn't want to do that, but he did tell me that he would send a crew out and actually make the repair if we would buy the materials. So if everyone is in agreement with that, I think that's the best way to go. It's for us. And I need to make arrangements with Bonded and Nick DeNovo and to bill us for the materials that they pick up for that project, for patching the thing. And we'll be good to go from there. So he's happy with that.
Now, that would come out of the water fund, right? Because that was our water for...
It would be a water fund thing.
Because it was our responsibility.
So we have to make sure we take...
How much? What was the price, the quote, the estimate?
The estimate from him, $9,400.
Oh, I'm sorry, DOT, what do you...
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know what
the materials... It's whatever the materials are going to cost.
Okay.
Where are they starting at, Bob? When you say the next week from Monday, are they starting in the village a week from Monday or starting down...
No, they're starting in the village because it's already been paved up right up to the village line.
Oh, on the west side of the bridge, right?
Yeah, that was paved
2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're just doing
not recently.
Oh,
they just did the split to the village line 2 years ago. They've been kind of skipping around all over the place, but so they're supposed to just do. I think they're just doing in the village. I don't know how far out of the village they're going, but
it's supposed to be where they left off up on the hill. It's supposed to be, according to Nick, it's supposed to be 1 mile.
Okay,
so wherever that ends.
So anyway, they're doing all of Route 20 within the village proper. So we just have this one patch where we had to dig up the water main to make the repair late last fall or spring, early spring here. So anyway, so if everybody's in agreement with that, I'll call and make the arrangements, you know, for the state to pick up the whatever they need to do the project, and they would send us the bill, and that would take care of that. So.
Okay. So do we need a resolution?
You making a resolution to?
Oh, do I need one? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll make a resolution.
I'll second it.
All in favor of the...
Aye.
Let's... Missy, can you... Did you understand the resolution?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as the verbiage?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So the resolution is to have the state...
Purchase the materials for the state to repair the patch.
Okay.
For the water main.
Okay.
And bill the village.
And bill the village.
Bill the village.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Update on the corner of Elm and Church Street.
Well, I don't really have anything new to report on that. I guess at the year-end meeting, it was decided that there was insufficient monies to do it. So, I mean, we have a rough drawing of what they want to be done over there. And Jack was going to pass that by the state, but I haven't spoken with him as to whether he did or not, but I'll follow up with him on that because I would like to at least have something in place in case that ever comes up again. At least we know what we want to do. But if we're not going to do it now, we'll just get the engineering kind of work done and be ready.
And the approval?
And the approval from the state, and that way, you know, when we're ready to do it, we'll have that part done.
Okay. Next under old business, we've already discussed, there's no further for update on the mobile station.
Yeah, just what he said. And I don't think we got much of a card to play there in terms of, you know, I can't put hot coal around his hands.
Okay. The village roof, Mirror Engineering.
All right, so I talked with Mara Engineering, and Ben Mara came out, and I met with him and looked at the roof. So there's a, I don't know if you've seen the proposal for this. Okay, so I actually got a revised proposal because once he told me that there wasn't a problem with the pitch, and we actually got up there and looked, I tend to agree with him. And so here's the deal. I mean, this roof has leaked like forever. And what we did to fix it last time was we put on a piece of a roof extension. So there's like an 18 or a 2 foot piece of roof that slid under the roof that was already there, and there's a gasket that's there, and we think the gasket's deteriorated. And now the water was backing up and going over that and back into the building again. So we think that all that needs to be done is to take the old roof off and get full sheets of roofing so that you extend beyond the wall line and we have an overhang. And that should solve the problem. So he's willing to increase the pitch if you want. He said there's no problem with it, but it will take, he'll have to do some remodeling of the truss support system in order to do that. So if we want to do that, engineering-wise, it's only a $500 change, but construction-wise, it could be significantly more, and I don't know what that number is.
Okay.
All right. He had thrown out a number that he thought that if we just, you know, if we left it there to do on the same strut trusses that are there, it would be in the $40,000 range to do the project. And that was just a rough estimate. So his proposal for $2,500 is to develop a bid package that we could go out to bid for to distribute to whomever we choose, and he would suggest some also that he works with, and he would help us review the bid, select a contractor, you know, he would do the drawings with the overhang details, and he would do 3 inspections during the construction phase to ensure that the project was going according to according to his drawings. So I mean, my recommendation is we stay with the same pitch and just take the old roof off, put the new roof on. and get the overhang. He's going to include reattaching all of the gutters and all that stuff too, going back on.
How about the? I'm sure the insulation has to be removed and replaced.
Well, the insulation is actually laying on the ceiling grid.
Okay,
so I mean that would not come under a normal roofing contract type of project. So, I mean, it could be something that actually Tony and Jay could do.
All right.
You know, because it should only really be wet along the edges. So if they take the next tile out and get up in there, take those down, put new ones up. You know, that's.
But over the years, it. What I seen was the insulation was on the east, just underneath the trusses, and over the years since I've been here, the things just fell right, collapsed on itself and got saturated. So
yeah, but I think that was actually in the wall, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure. When Tony showed me, it was just and.
Well, I discussed it with him. I mean, the difference between the roof and where the insulation lays is not something that is going to be beneficial to have the roofing contractor do.
All right.
Okay, because it's not something that he's going to do from up on top. So anybody that does it's going to come in, take the ceiling out, get up against the thing, do whatever they got to do, or do it from there. So I think if it's something that, you know, we feel we can't do in house. When we want to hire somebody for it, we should look at a general contractor type person that would do that type of work. I don't think there's going to be any benefit to adding it to a roofing contract because it's not their ballywig. They're just going to hire somebody, you know, to do it, and it's really kind of hard to define until you actually get up in there and look at it.
Okay.
So I mean that's my suggestion.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
All right.
So I would recommend that we accept the proposal from Mara for $2,500 to utilize the existing framing, unless somebody has objection and wants to see additional pitch. But
you want to make that into a?
I will make that into a motion or resolution or whatever it needs to be.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Pose.
And I'll pass that over to you for the. You can sign off on that.
So that would be the resolution, authorize the mayor to sign the contract with Mara Engineering.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the new business, the street paving project.
Okay, so I guess at the year-end meeting, it was determined that we had insufficient funds to do the Tremont section of the project. So that brought us down to 51,615.15. So the areas that we're going to handle are Maple Avenue between Cozy and Howard, and then from Howard over to number 26 Westbrook. So that's that area. And then we're going to do Park and McClellan, from where it was left off on McClellan all the way up to where it, on Park, where it joins McClellan Road. And Mir and Fairview, from where it left off on Fairview and all of the village portion of Mir Street there. So that was for the estimated price of $51,615.15.
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the bid proposal with HR Hudson River Construction.
Hudson River Construction, yeah.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next under new business is the ordinance, local noise ordinance for animals.
Charlie, you had asked me about that earlier, and I think we revisited this, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Correct.
And it's as strong and restrictive as any I think I've seen. In other words, it's The way it exists now is that I think if the animal barks for more than 5 minutes at a time, and you can hear it outside the property, that's a violation. And then I think it's if it's between in the evening hours, if it's two separate occasions. I mean, it's a very, I don't think you'd want to make it more restrictive than that, because I think it's pretty much already pretty restrictive. So, and it's got the procedure, if anybody has a complaint, they can bring it to the dog control officer, they can file a complaint, and that's where it is. So that's already in our local law. I mean, I can get the book if people...
No, that's fine. Yeah. I just wanted to get a clarification, because when I did call the dog animal control officer, he wasn't...
Did you get my email?
I got your email.
Okay.
And he wasn't, but I didn't, Paul doesn't have an email, so I have to print it out and give it to him.
He doesn't have an email.
So, he wasn't quite sure because the animal was in the house.
Yeah, but it doesn't reflect the animal in the house. It just says as long as the noise is audible outside the boundary of the property. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a strong, you know, we ramped that up.
Yeah.
I think about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll
if he wants to call me, he can call me.
Okay.
I'll be happy to talk.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Next, under new business, adjust the re-levy error.
Actually, that is me. I re-levied Mr. Schuler's water, and it had been paid, so I'd like to have that removed. It's $184 removed from his tax bill.
Motion to remove, was it water missing?
Yep.
A re-levy of water in the amount of?
$184.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed. Okay. Before moving on to the resolutions, are there any other public comments?
Thanks for cleaning the curbs on Elm Street.
Okay. That was part of the sweeping project throughout the village. So,
Bob, did you have an email about the crack ceiling?
I did.
What's your opinion? Elm Street.
Maybe? I'm going to take a look at it with them. I haven't had a chance yet, but I'll take a look at it, and I'll have Jack walk it with me or whatever, and see if they do anything with it. I don't really know.
So Charlie thought that at one point in time Tony and Jay did it, but I don't think they ever did that, did they?
I think that to actually do crack sealing, you need something that melts tar.
Yeah,
I don't know as we've ever had anything that melted tar.
So you need to blow the crack and then...
Right.
Yeah,
so
I'm just thinking that kind of ahead.
Well, I'll talk to him for when he's here. So I'll have to call him tomorrow and let him know that he's not going to fix the patch. So.
Yeah. It is what it is. Right?
It is what it is.
Thanks.
Okay. Moving on, seeing that there's no further public comments, moving on to the resolutions, the repeal of the SAFE Act.
So about 10 months ago, the board was presented with a resolution opposing the New York SAFE Act at its regular monthly meeting. And at that time, we tabled the issue. And over the past several months, village residents and business owners have asked why the village has not passed a resolution. So I drafted up some language. I shared it with the board. I believe Dave looked at it. There was a couple revisions to be made, but you know, it's based upon that the Second Amendment protects the right to keep and bear arms. The law was passed on a message of necessity by passing the 3-day waiting period for consideration of state legislation and preventing public debate on its content and provisions. Infringements upon the rights of citizens in New York State will have no effect in reducing crimes committed with firearms, and the law includes unfunded state mandates that cause increased paperwork, personnel, time, and services for county governments. And that's just a quick synopsis of all the language, and I think, Missy, you have the resolution, because I don't have... There it is. I don't know if everybody wants me to read the whole thing. But then
there's
okay. So I believe the board.
I've read it also.
Okay. So at the very last page, it would be a poll vote. So
Okay.
Hand my copy back.
Yep, just hand it back to Missy, and then she can just read that.
I just want to say that on behalf of the Nassau Village Police Department, we support the board passing this resolution calling to repeal the SAFE Act. I don't know of any police officer in the state that supports it, so I thank the board for passing the resolution to repeal it.
Thank you. So,
upon motion made by Trustee Clark and seconded by Randy, the foregoing resolution was duly, the foregoing resolution was duly adopted by a majority of the members of the Village Board of the Village of Nassau at its regular meeting held on June 11, 2014 by roll call vote as follows. Trustee Valenti?
Aye.
Trustee Clark?
Yes.
Mayor Collins? Yes. Trustee Horwath?
Yes.
Date of adoption would be June 11, 2014.
Thank you. And Missy will put that all on letterhead.
Okay.
Get that out and the copies to everybody, please.
Okay, moving on to audit the bills. Bills number 1 through number 26 in the amount of $22,114.41 in the general fund and $63,412.20 in the water fund.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Make a motion to adjourn, 7:36.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.